everybody. This is Manufactured Housing Committee meeting, regular meeting, June 9th, 2017, at 9:33 a.m. at Regulation Licensing Buildings, 5500 San Antonio Drive, Northeast Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. Can we do a roll call, Ms. Melissa?
Chairwoman Becky Nakke.
Present.
Vice Chairman Scott Christensen.
Here.
Member Nancy Erickson.
Here.
Member Committee Kier, Robert Kier. Member Chris Starrs.
Present.
Since Melissa's new with us, or can we have like an introduction to everybody? Nancy?
My name is Nancy Erickson. I represent the public on the Manufactured Housing Committee.
Chris Starrs, work at Carson Home, local plan. Committee member.
Scott Christensen, either over at Portales. Good to meet you, but I have the group.
You as well, thank you.
Becky Nakke, installer and chairperson.
Roy Javitt, board attorney.
Bobby Kier with Kier Coink and Las Cruces.
Very nice to meet you guys. I look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
I think you all know everybody else. Want to introduce yourself to Melissa?
Oh, she knows us well.
Oh, do I let you know? MHC, MHD Enforcement Investigations.
Martha Murillo, MHD Investigations and Enforcement.
Mary James, I'm doing MHD right now, licensing and whatever else.
Whatever else, what does that mean?
You don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jesus Carrasco, MHD Administrator.
Good morning, Committee. Pat McMurray, Director of Manufactured Housing Division.
Thank you all for showing up today. Okay, next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve it?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, is there
second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes.
On the approval of the agenda, I distinctly remember Mr. Kier making the motion to approve the agenda and Mr. Starrs second. That helps clear any of that.
For the last minutes?
Yeah. Does that help? Is that what we're supposed to do?
Sure.
So they're switched, you're saying?
Well, it said Kier or Starrs.
Oh, I see.
And I was just trying to help
okay.
Clarify that.
Oh.
I didn't catch. And you said it was
Mr. Kier.
Good.
That helps.
So can we
make a motion?
You can make a motion to, if everything else is correct, you can go ahead and make a motion to approve the agenda with the money.
Corrections?
Yes.
Is there a
motion? Well, this would be the proof. I make a motion to approve the minutes with the corrections mentioned.
Okay. I second that motion.
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor? I'm sorry, I was writing my notes. Thank you, everybody. Next on the agenda is the director's report. Mr. Director.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm pleased to have Melissa here with us, taking over the responsibility of the meetings for the committee. Sam Salcedo submitted his resignation, which I'll get to a little later in my report. But that's why Melissa's stepping in. Melissa does the same thing for the commission for CID. So she's been involved in this for quite some time on the CID side, and she's willing to take this additional responsibility. So thanks, Melissa.
My pleasure.
So, committee, good morning. Chair Nakke, members, I thank you for the opportunity to report to you this morning the events of Manufactured Housing Division since our last meeting in February. News from Washington, D.C., June 5th, 2017, the Manufactured Housing Association of Regulatory Reform MHARR. They reported that according to their official statistics compiled on behalf of the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, the year-over-year manufactured housing industry production increased during April of 2017. And they just released statistics indicating that HUD industry production increased, just released statistics indicate that HUD code manufacturers produced 7,184 homes in April of 17. It's a 7.4 increase over the 6,689 HUD homes produced during April of 2016. Cumulative industry production for 2017 now totals 30,568 homes, which was an 18.5% increase over the 25,790 of HUD homes produced over the same period in 2016. In discussing this with the local New Mexico manufacturers, Karsten indicated that their numbers show approximately an 11% growth national rate, and in New Mexico is closer to 10% and kind of holding that level. The Deming plant is structured a little differently than Karsten, as they only produce the HUD manufactured home product, no modulars. And they currently have a waiting list of consumers who have purchased homes, but their particular model has not been placed into production. Deming has a 16% unemployment rate right now in their city. I was down there with at the audit that just took place at IBTS with Jesus and some of the inspectors. And they told us that it had a 16% unemployment rate, and yet they cannot find people to work in the plant. They currently have around 185 employees in that plant. They'd like to be running at around 200 staff employees. They can go up as high as 250. And they run their production in batches, that they have five or eight models that they do those and those only. And they'll run a batch of those depending on the orders that they receive. If you've bought another model that's not that batch that they're running, then you wait as a consumer until they bring that model on board once they get sufficient numbers to run it. So that's how they do their plan. But it was really sad to realize that 16% unemployment rate, and they can't find anyone to go to work at the plant. And they go on the streets, they go down to Walmart, they try to find people, and they can't, and they're willing to take anyone and train them, because they're, you know, specific to that area on the production line. And they can just, and they do everything. They do their own cabinets, they do the full package. A lot of men and women employed in the plant. It's very good for doing it. It's a great plant. But the fact that they just can't find people to work there was disheartening. In May, IBTS conducted an in-plant audit in the Deming plant. I was on site the first day of the audit. Jesus and a total of three inspectors were on site all 3 days of the audit. The audit went well, with only minor procedural issues listed, such as material storage concerns, some things like that. The Deming plant only builds the manufactured housing product and has 5 to 8 specific models that they build. They run production time on each specific model, so they always build the same model on the floor throughout the production line. No modular homes are produced at Deming. We've also been notified that in mid-August, HUD will begin monitoring our agency's compliance with on-site rule compliance requirements. We've been working with HUD and IBTS regarding our compliance with required procedures regarding on-site rule. And the purpose of this follow-up regarding on-site rule is to assess the effectiveness of MHD's procedures and implementation of the regulatory requirements. I think both of our New Mexico plants have opted out of doing on-site construction, but they still want our procedures and everything up to date and in compliance in case that ever changes. As I mentioned previously, since our last meeting, Sam Salcedo, former MHD front counter employee and recently assigned licensing manager for MHD, resigned. We've submitted a revised job description for that position, which includes the responsibility for MHD licensing, and we hope to fill that as soon as possible. When that position is filled, that person will be located in the Albuquerque office, just as Sam was. The New Mexico Manufactured Housing Association is holding their 2017 annual convention at Sandia Resort and Casino, June 11th through June 13th. My wife Linda and I have been invited to attend the industry's annual award banquet on Monday evening, June 12th. Looking forward to that. So with that, I'll respond to any questions you might have.
Any questions?
All right.
I have a question, Mr. Usher. Did we ever get a new inspector? We were missing an inspector.
We did. We hired an inspector. Jesus can respond to that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I jumped to that.
No, you're fine.
No, you're okay.
Okay.
But we hired a person out of the Denny plant, actually. It's been involved with manufactured housing for several years.
Okay.
He's fit in very well and he's doing a really good job in the same process.
Any other questions?
Oh, I was just intrigued with your Emmy comment. I guess there's people, but they can't work.
It just won't work.
Yeah, they won't work. I guess that means make enough money not working, so why go to work?
Yeah, and they're willing to take people that are not experienced because they can bring them in and just like put them in the cabinet shop area and just they do that. They make those drawers and the slides and they install that every day. They just that's what they do. They have a very good product there. They have a lot of pride in the product there. And we walked the line that day that I was there and looked at several issues on each line. And they're very open and honest. They want us to find things and they were there to discuss things with us. It's a good plan. It's just sad that those are good jobs. I mean, they're year round. Yeah. They're in the inside in the winter months and people won't work.
Any other questions? We'll go next on
Thank
the agenda.
You.
Thank you. Administrator report, Mr.
Prosco,
please.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. We have hired a Jose Chacon for the southern, southwestern part of the state. He is our new MHD inspector. He came from Demi Homes, Solitaire Homes. He's got 10 years of experience in the line producing manufactured homes. His geographical area is Denny, which is Luna County, Hidalgo County, and Grant. So he covers Denny, Lawrenceburg, and Silver City, that triangle. We've given his phone number. Everybody's got his phone number. We have it on our contact list. So everybody internally has it. Contractors have been communicating with him on a daily basis. His supervisor is Russell Wink. Russell Wink continues to monitor him. He's got a year to take our state exam, so he once he takes the state exam, he'll be in compliance with all the requirements. We continue rotating inspectors into the Albuquerque area. Joseph Aragon is on light duty. He had surgery. He had a work-related injury some time back. The MHA, the association, will be hosting its annual convention. The continuing education workshop will be on Monday, June 12th. I'd like to recognize that the association has put a lot of time and effort into this year's continuing education workshop, probably the best ever. Karsten Holmes is participating. They're bringing over a chassis, and we'd like to thank them for their participation. I just felt that we needed some hands-on because it seems like we present and we go over all this stuff, but we see the minor little light-ups over and over, so I want to capture those. Candace is doing a handout. We have the top five write-ups, so we can go over them one-on-one, and if there's any questions, we can address them there. This year, as Pat said, you know, we will be attending the workshop and the dinner, the awards banquet. And then IBPS conducted the audit at Solitaire. It was very informational, a lot of good feedback. You know, we have different auditors, different opinions. We actually had two new auditors. Auditor number one's always done the paperwork. Now he's in the line. So everybody sees different things, real useful information. We continue to work with people on minor violations. If it's a minor violation, you know, depending on the violation, if there's no life safety mechanisms, we work with them. And we're also having some delays in the Albuquerque area. If you guys hear of any delays or have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me or Pat so we can address them immediately. And at this time, I stand for any question.
One comment. Could it be advantageous to have the inspectors meet, you know, the local installers, local retailers in their region, so we know who they are and are faced to a, I mean, if these inspectors come in and out, and I'm a retailer of 29 years. The last one I met was Russell Wink, who I've known for 15 years. The new ones, you bring them in, you bring them out, we never even know.
So that's a very interesting question.
We haven't been dealing inspected in probably over 2 years.
Madam Chair,
doing those, so.
Member Keir, that's an excellent question. I was going to meet with you because we're trying this out with this pilot program with Carson Homes and with Scott. I like to start doing dealer lots where we take our folks there, all our inspectors from that area, we do a dealer lot. And we bring installers in, so we all get to meet each other and do continuing education out in the field.
Enhance the comment a little bit.
Go ahead.
It seems that over the past few years, all the attention of the division has been on manufacturing. The WIPA changes, the IPPA changes, we're at the plants, we're at the plants, we're at the plants. But is the division out in the public at all? I mean, is there continuing it for our installers or our dealers? And why aren't we having dealer inspections? And why aren't we, you know, it's been so centralized to manufacture with two plants. And I think that the division should be more capable. You're regulating two plants. We don't have 40 plants in the state. That we encompass the entire industry, not just, you know, put blinders on and focus on that one part.
Sure. Madam Chair, Member Keir, we are looking at doing more dealer lots and doing more hands-on. We do continuing education, we do workshops. It's a requirement by the federal program. We've done them in Albuquerque, Farmington, Hobbs. Now we're looking at Las Cruces, and we're gonna do more hands-on. During the IBTS audit, we noticed some items that need to be addressed during our dealer lots. We're going to be working on a new form, a new policy. We'll have a policy in place so we can follow that. But I agree, we need to bring our inspectors into these retail lots so we have more communication, more dialogue, and the installers, so the installers can be present and not have to drive 300 miles to get continuing education. We have to perform that service, and we will.
I like the idea because also if we have the installers have a problem out in the field and it's continuous at the same factory or this, you can express that to the inspector, hey, we're having this problem, how do we rectify this? So I like that idea, thank you.
I agree, I know it's been awfully busy through the transition of things, but I'd like to add to the direction y'all have been taking over the years. It does feel like brought it up to another level. You know, Rome wasn't built today. Why not yesterday?
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, before we go out and do proper dealer lots, we want to create a policy. We want to get it to the retailers so we have that interface so everybody understands what the requirements are, because it's a two-part process. One of them's an audit and one of them's an inspection. So I want to create policy so we're very, very clear, and that way the retailers understand what's happening so there's no surprises, nobody's blindsided.
Yes.
Interesting, Jesus. You see over the past 5 years, you know, it used to be traditionally manufactured homes were basically sold by retailers that were licensed, bonded by the division. Now it seems every park sells new homes. Do they fit the location criteria? Are they licensed? Are their salespeople or their park managers licensed? You look at these markets now and you think, well, there's fewer dealerships, but it's not true. You know, it's what used to be brokering is now active selling, and that definitely needs to be regulated. You know, I've seen and heard of some instances that are pretty frightening.
Madam Chair, a member here, I do agree. We've got to have more enforcement. The problem right now is, you know, we're trying to do the best possible with the amount of people that we have. I would love for someday to have additional staff. But I agree with you, sometimes we do run into these situations or somebody calls us and we address it. Either we red tag it out of the scene, we get a hold of compliance. But it is extremely difficult to go out and police every day with the amount of people that we have.
Along those lines, how many open positions for inspectors do we have in the state?
We have one, but.
We're one shy right now?
Yeah, and here's what happened. One organizational chart shows one and the other one shows zero, so we're trying to, you know, figure it out. Do we have one or do we not? Is that correct?
I think so.
I have a question.
I think we're pretty full staffed with inspections. We're missing Sam's position now.
No, we have. Joseph still light duty. That's the other, there was a female inspector that was light duty. Is she on the?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Sherry Mouton is back on full duty.
Okay, do we just have us? I mean, Joseph.
Joseph.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, Mr. Director. Okay, next on the agenda is public comments.
I wanted to thank everybody here. Our last meeting was, I guess, typical, but afterwards it was a little different. And the hospitality, and you know, it was strange, but it brought up a little, I guess, different nerve or different feelings or different things. But we got to eat other people's food, go around. Everybody was pretty nice. So,
I didn't experience that.
Well, yeah, but she got the Cadillac ride. She feels bad about it.
Everybody for all the support. It was amazing, and thank you so much. And my house was like four floors. I need it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It wasn't more serious than.
Yes, I'm very fortunate. Learning how to rewalk that stage. anyways, back to this. Next on our agenda is new business. We don't have any new business, so we're just gonna bypass that. Next on our agenda is the executive session. Is there a motion to close the meeting into the executive session?
Make a motion.
I, Chris Starrs, move.
I'm just trying to show you where it started.
I, Chris Starrs, move that the meeting of the Manufacturing Housing Committee be closed. All the committee members enter into executive session to discuss cases listed under agendas 8A, 1 through 4, 8B, 1 through 2, 8C, 1 through 2, and 8D. One pursuant to New Mexico NMSA 1978, sections 10 through 15-1H, 1 and 3. Such discussions pertain to the issuance, suspension, renewal, and revocation of licensing, and deliberations on pending administrative adjudicatory proceedings.
I'll second.
Second?
That was easy. I can't see.
Okay, Scott seconded.
Can't see that.
No, I won't. But
and then I say the motion is approved. Let the record show that the committee went into executive session at 9:57 a.m. Roll call, please.
Chairwoman Naki?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christensen?
Yes.
Member Erickson?
Yes.
Member Keir?
Yes.
Member Starrs?
Yes.
And I have to repeat that. The motion is approved. Let the record show that committee entered an executive session at 9:57. May the recorder be off. Thank you. So that the recorder is back on, the Manufactured Housing Committee is back in open session at 10:54 a.m. And during the executive session, I affirm that the committee members reviewed and discussed only the items listed on the agenda under the executive session as specified in the motion to enter an executive session. Is there a motion?
Are we trying to executive session or are we to regular?
Yeah, we're in regular session.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that the board close the case listed under agenda item 8A number 1, case number 415-11-09MH.
Is there a second?
I second.
Bobby seconds it.
Aye.
We're in favor, but can we need to go individually right on this one?
Well, you will now because you get to settle on a close, but you can combine the next three. But if you
no,
want.
We need a abstention.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'd like
to. Need to go ahead. Wait a minute.
You made the motion. You
second it. We have to go. And all in
I
favor.
Abstain.
That's right. We all in favor except.
Aye.
Okay. All right. That's what I want to make sure we have it on record. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to make a motion for the close the case listed under agenda item 8. A number 2, case number 281-16-07-14MH.
Is there a second?
Second.
Can Scott, I mean, Chris, second it?
And all in favor?
All in favor, I'm sorry, I was ready.
Aye.
The next three all together?
Yeah, you can do the next three all together.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that the board dismiss the cases listed under agenda items 8, A, 3, 4, and 5, case numbers 313-16-08-05, 404-16-11-22, and 16-17-01-13.
Is there a second?
I second.
Scott is seconding it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, next one. Yes, sir.
I make a motion that the board authorize a pre-NCA settlement agreement, and if settlement negotiations are unsuccessful, then an NCA shall be issued, and if the respondent fails to respond in a timely manner to the NCA, a default order shall be issued in the case listed under agenda item 12416-05-09MH.
I'll second.
Who seconded?
Second, Chris.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next one.
Okay, I make a motion that the board refer agenda item 7417-03-20MH to the Office of the Attorney General. Consolidate with another case on the same licensee. And there'll be no settlement.
Yeah, we're requesting that.
Yeah, we're requesting
okay,
the hearing.
NCA.
NCA.
I'll second.
Chris. I mean, Scott's seconding it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. You're done.
Okay. I make a motion that the board refer agenda item 292. 16-7-5MH to the Office of Attorney General for issuance of a notice of contemplated action.
I'll second.
Nancy seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion for refer agenda or table agenda item 62-17-03-08.
Is there a second? Okay, that was Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the scheduling of the next regular scheduled meeting. Is there a motion? For August 11th, 2017 Industry Office, 5500 San Antonio Drive Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109, in the main conference room.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's like the old one. Motion for the next meeting.
It's a Friday.
Everything's on Friday.
Second Friday, yeah.
Okay. Is there?
Second.
Okay, Scott, and it's Chris.
So what is a quorum here, three or four?
Four.
Kind of like us.
Yes.
We're still, we're still one short, right?
We're missing two.
What are we?
We're missing a homeowner and a
Banker.
Banker.
And who?
Like, finance.
Looks like.
Finance.
Who's looking for candidates or?
We have suggested names to administration, and they just not have been enough.
And they have not been.
Acted on. And it's not just this board, it's throughout the administration. Several boards of lost members and they're not being replaced all this time.
So.
We're not done, are we done?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
So if I didn't make it August 11th, all in favor, aye. And the rest of you did, you would have a quorum.
Yes.
We initially, you didn't say aye.
Yeah.
I'll remind you, Christensen.
We're issuing a three right now.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have asked for permission, it's for.